The Mississippi River has been flowing fast and high, and that's meant the fishing has been good. But the river carries more than fish, water, and dirt. It's also a giant drainage basin for 40% of the country and picks up pollutants along the way. So, is it safe to eat the fish from the river? WWNO's Travis Lux set out to answer that question.
When Willie Tate isn't at work, he's standing on the bank of the Mississippi River with a fishing pole in his hand. A pole so big and trusty, he gave it a nickname.
Big Dog. Yeah, that's his name, Big Dog. I love him.
Tate's go-to spot is the end of the world, a slice of grassy levee in the bywater near the industrial canal. He comes ready for a long day. Snacks, cold drinks, tackle box, bait. Sometimes his Uncle Andrew tags along. He loves the peace of mind he finds out here. It's quieter than the rest of the city. But he lives for the thrill of the catch.
The bigger the fish, the better the fight. I mean, I love to go for the big one, the gusto.
He catches everything. Bass, catfish, trout, mostly just for sport, catch and release. But every now and then, he'll bring some home for dinner. And his favorite, yellow catfish.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like caviar. Mississippi caviar.
He'll prepare it all kinds of ways. Steaks, nuggets, catfish couillon. I ask him if he's concerned about the contaminants that might be in the water.
I mean, a lot of people sit and criticize the fishing that's on the Mississippi River. Nobody never died from eating a fish that's out the Mississippi.
Plus, he says, the river is so big and moves so fast that any contaminants would be really diluted. So he's not concerned.
Because one day you got to leave here, you know, on some kind of note. And if fishes is what's going to take me, I mean, well, hey, at least I know I went peacefully and I wasn't all hungry.
So to find out what might be in the water, I talked to a toxicologist, Kevin Armbrust. He's a researcher at LSU. He studies chemicals in the environment.
Well, the damage of concern that I'm always worried about whenever I'm eating fish are going to be, first of all, microbiological.
Bacteria.
E. coli, salmonella, listeria.
Bacteria gets in the water from sewage or animal waste runoff. But he says as long as you cook your fish well, that's not a huge problem. The bigger concern is legacy contaminants, chemicals and metals that were used long ago but still linger in the environment, like mercury, which can stunt brain development and cause heart problems. And it's actually everywhere. But Maureen Lichtveld says that doesn't necessarily mean it's dangerous. She's a doctor and a professor of public health at Tulane. She says it's all about dosage.
You would have to be exposed to a very high level for a very long time to see those effects on the heart or on the kidney. Typically, we don't see those high levels anymore in the United States.
She says that's because of regulations passed back in the 70s. Okay, so back to the original question. If you catch a fish from the Mississippi River, is it safe to eat? Toxicologist Kevin Armbrust.
You can't ever apply a blanket statement to, you know, a fish out of the Mississippi River or oyster out of the Gulf of Mexico or, you know, it just depends.
Depends on things like location, old industrial sites, hot spots where chemicals collect, or spills. The Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality is responsible for monitoring rivers and streams. Spokesman Greg Langley says it posts advisories if there are any problems.
We don't have any advisories on the Mississippi. It's safe to eat the fish there.
The state is more concerned with other waterways in the state rather than the Mississippi. Lakes and bayous with stagnant water tend to collect more contaminants.
The Mississippi River has such an immense volume. You know, that would wash away just about anything.
So, there you have it. According to officials, it is safe to eat that Mississippi River catfish. But Willie Tate already knew that. Tate jumps up from his chair when he notices something tugging at his line.
Oh, this big. Don't let me down, big dog.
For the next 5 minutes, he's reeling and pulling and using his whole body. Eventually, it's on land.
That's a fight.
It's a medium-sized catfish, maybe 20 pounds or so. He takes out the hook and plops it into a white bucket. Says his Uncle Andrew is making sandwiches later. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.
For more information about fish consumption advisories in your area, visit the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality website.